Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, what up, what up? Yo, this your boy Petey Pete. Right now I'm about to have a conversation with my homeboy Chubb. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna go ahead and get this cracking. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get it cracking. He's trying to he asking when we can call in. So we're gonna get that, man. And what we're doing, man, we always have some pretty interesting conversations. We always touch bases. We've been best friends pretty much. Well, we've been friends since preschool, probably been best friends ever since then too. But I just got to get through getting some chicken. You know what I'm saying? In a couple 40s. It is the weekend, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and see what it's looking like with him. So I'm gonna unmute him. We'll get it cracking. Let's see. Chubb Rock.
DJ PDP, what's good?
Shoot, no, man. Just got back to the crib.
Yeah. I say, well, I was hoping my first time on the show, you know, be live on TV or something by now. I know you've been grinding for a good minute.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, you know what we say is levels to it.
That's it. What you say, slow and steady.
Yeah, slow and steady. Beats fast in a hurry any day.
Yeah, hey, for real.
Hey, I was on Facebook this morning, man.
Uh-huh.
And I almost wanted to take up for Coach Hughes.
With Coach Hughes?
Yeah, I wanted to take up for him. Because, you know, I guess Muskogee lost last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know that, yeah, Muskogee lost. So, you know, I told you about who I always see posting about what happened 30 years ago, didn't I?
Yeah, you told me.
Your favorite coach.
Reggie.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So man, I get it. Yeah, that's what he's doing. His post, I ought to pull it up for you. His post, he talking about, yeah, Muskogee, we took that L last night, but I only got a problem with one person. What did they call Coach Hughes? I can't remember the nickname.
Dude.
Yeah. He was just going in on him, and I guess Eggy charged him up last night, too. But I'm like, why is Eggy charging up Coach Hughes? He don't even coach.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. You know, it's different when you're not actually down there than when you watch it and stuff. So, you know, everybody got their own different set of views.
Yeah, I know. I think it was just some fan. Well, I guess Coach Hughes was saying that, you know, he one of the best coaches that ever coached in Muskogee and whoop de whoop. You know what I'm saying? But Eggie was talking about, you didn't even play football. You can't be no good. Can't be no great coach.
Ooh, dang. He went in then, huh?
Yeah, he went in. He was like, I ain't no Facebook thug, nothing like that. But he was like, but he Boog know where I'm at. He could come see me.
Ooh. Yeah, sure. I don't know. I'm going to let them have that one.
Yeah, that's what I was like, dang, I wanted to take up for Coach Hughes because, you know, my old college coach was Coach Leach. He never played a down in football, but that dude is smart.
Right. Hey, it's like that sometimes. And say, hey, don't count nobody out. That's what I done learned.
Yep, it's like sometimes, you might be the best player on the team, but you might be a sucky coach.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly right.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the worst player on the team can be the coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure right.
Yeah, that's how I feel, man. But what you been up to?
Oh, nothing. Just still working every day, trying to get these recruits in.
Tristan posted one of his players signed at Tobacco.
Yeah. Sure thing. Crane Voss. We just signed him. He actually gave us a verbal 2 days ago.
So okay.
Yeah, I think he'll come in and help us out tremendously. Kid, good kid. He keeps the work ethic, man.
That's good. So he went ahead and secured that spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know how it is on the college level, boy. It's all about that work ethic, coming in, getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying on top of those grades.
I know, man. And that's, man, the grades don't seem to, when you playing now, like now that I don't experience life without football, man,
yeah.
I'd much rather go to school and play football than to just go to school.
Yeah, almost definitely.
Because I'm like, shoot, in football, they make you go to class.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in school by yourself, man, you'd be like, be like, nah, I think I'm good.
No, you'd be like, well, I guess I'll go ahead and go get a job real quick. Go ahead and work and go to school.
Yep, shoot, man, but, man, the damn that football, boy, I tell you, man. But, hey, I saw a picture of Coach Hughes. I guess they had, what's his name, Mike Case?
Mike Case,
the newspaper,
right?
Dude.
Uh-huh.
I guess he was eating lunch with Coach Hughes and your old boy, Keith Wilson.
Old Wilson. Yep.
Wilson,
yeah, you remember him? Yeah, I remember Wilson.
Yeah.
Like,
ain't he still the only quarterback to beat Jinx?
He what? What
ain't
he
still the only quarterback to ever beat Jinx?
He may be. I wouldn't know. I don't know too much about the history of the football program. I just remember the time that we played.
He used to brag about it.
Yeah, Wilson. I remember Wilson used to come pick me up.
Oh, boy.
These days.
Now watch the movie. What'd you say?
Where's he at these days? You heard from him?
No, I just saw him in that picture.
Hmm.
You know, and I was like, oh, I wonder what he's doing. What are he up to these days, man? But he didn't really coach us that much, though, huh?
Yeah, he was quarterback coach, wasn't he, for a little bit?
Oh, was that it when old Money Monroe was there?
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, that's when he was there. Hey, he'd let you know you was the future.
Coach Monroe.
Yeah.
Man, he looked me straight in my face. Boy, he was the first coach I knew I couldn't trust. But hey, didn't he used to come pick you up too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, he liked you more than he liked me, you know what I'm saying? See.
Hey, Coach Monroe had a dream too. Well, he's trying to go for that gold ring. Don't we all want the gold ring. That gold ball.
That gold ball, yeah, I know, man. Mm-hmm. We was nowhere near it whenever he was here though.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about that boy? That man looked me right in my face. It was like, Pete, you're going to be the future of this team, of this program, and I want to be your coach.
Hey, he wasn't lying. He wasn't lying.
All right. He didn't say which team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shit, Coach Rose. Running that tandem. They don't know nothing about that tandem.
That tandem, that was King's X. What's that dude's name?
Coach Reddy.
Yeah, Coach Redden. Hey, man, Coach Redden was a cool coach, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so my favorite coach is Coach Young out there.
Oh. Do he still
coach
from Wisconsin?
Nah, he's retired. I ran into him at the gym the other day.
Oh, okay. He's still working out, huh?
Yeah, Coach Young, living it up.
Man, I
coach
bet,
Young,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite, too, Coach Young, man.
Hey, Coach Young will mind his own, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I know. Anthony Magnac.
Uh-huh.
Or it might have been Arthur. They said that reason why don't nobody mess with Coach Young because they saw Coach Young actually pull a sink out the wall.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have. Hey, I believe it, too.
Yeah, you know, he was my running back coach.
Yeah, you know, he had that old man strength then, too. He still
had,
like, his biceps was still a little ripped up. He just had that walk, you know, like, you try him if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
He got something for you.
Yeah, for real, man. Did you have him in biology class?
No, I sure didn't.
Oh, man, I did, man. I think it was our junior year, because that's whenever he turned 50, and that's I think that's when he had to get his, what is it called when you turn 50? You got to have him look up your booty.
A colonoscopy?
It's not a pap smear. That's for women.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, man. But we all going to have to do it. 50, you know, I remember Coach Young coming back to class and was like, and I said, Coach, how's it feel to have them doctors up your booty? And then he said, don't worry, Pete, you're going to turn 50 and it's going to be your turn.
I'm starting to eat fruits and vegetables every day, so my system's going to be clean by then. I'll be ready. I ain't going to have to have
that
issue.
I know. We both just turned 30, huh?
Mm-hmm. That age ain't no joke. It'll mess with your head.
Yeah. I know, man. It's really
mm-hmm.
not.
Boy, yeah, it's tough just to get us. I know. I remember I used to hit that gym. Like I'll be ready to go to hit the gym now. Man, I got to come up with something to get me motivated to hit them weights.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man, only time I feel like, see, because today I'm going to watch some football, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to watch some football. And that's the only time that I feel like I want to work out. Hey, I just tagged you on Facebook a while ago with the link.
Okay. I'm going to check that.
So, Pete Games, so me and Sabrina, they come pick me up from work, right?
Uh-huh.
I go to the store, you know, right after work to get me a 40. So, as I'm pulling up in the parking lot tub, like, I see this tall, swole black dude. And I'm I was like, oh, shoot, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I was like, man, that dude is swole. Maybe you want to start back lifting weights. You know what I'm saying? So, but I see him through the glass door before I park. Like, that's how swole he was. So, but then I saw an all-black Crown Vic, and I thought it was an undercover police car. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and park next to this car right here because I know it ain't this black dude's. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, because, you know, I'm married. I was like, man, I don't want my wife looking at this swole dude. You know what I'm saying? So I pull up in there, man. It's a starting receiver for Tech up in there. I said, see, it's people like you that make me want to work out. But soon as I leave, I'll be like, shoot, I'm good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just want to get in there, feel it, and get on out.
Yeah, man. I'll be like, man, because you know me, I'm the type of person that'll work out at home. Oh, you know what that reminds me of?
Hey, man, you don't even need to take it there. Homeworkouts are the best workouts.
Hey, we got to talk about it, man, because our high school lives was not normal. Man, you was one of the best athletes to come through there and play baseball and football. And one of them articles still make me mad to this day, talking about what they say, P. Richardson, he's a great running back. He plays football and baseball or something, but then they said Tyrell Cummings might be the best athlete at Muskogee High School. I was like, huh?
Yeah. I like it when they talk like that. They keep going right there. That's that type of talk that keeps you really running. Your wings start spinning when you talk like that.
I said, he don't know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to take this one-on-one out there to the field.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back to the shop one time and ready.
Yeah. Say, I've been running here lately. Say, I hope you're ready.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I hope you're ready.
Say he's getting ready, huh?
Yeah, I've been getting ready. I've been up there running, boy.
Had to outrun one of
them. On the treadmill.
Hey, y'all got a treadmill at the house?
Yeah. But nah, I've been going to
the... It ain't the same one, is it?
Nah. Man, I remember that treadmill. That treadmill, you know how, like, it's a cover at the bottom of the treadmill, a cover at the front. It didn't have a, it didn't have a cord cover. It was like wire. It was like a car, like, with the hood off or something. So, like,
yeah,
could, like,
I know,
some,
right?
Yeah,
I think I got on that thing one time.
If you had, like, if it had a malfunction or something, you could, like, just sit there and operate on it.
I didn't have to take no top off or nothing. You got all the cords, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Luther was proud of that treadmill too. I know I would have been too.
I say that might have been his first one in the house.
I know it probably was. Mm-hmm. And then y'all still got that pop machine.
And we got a new one now. It gave out on us the original pop machine, the pop box.
Oh, when did it go out?
A few years ago.
It gave out.
We looking for another one, though. Hey,
oh, he got another one?
Yeah, we got him another one, but it ain't like that original one, that old Coca-Cola machine like that. You know, that thing will have it just so cold, like in your shoulders, and they wouldn't even freeze. It'd be the perfect temperature for you.
Hmm. Man, I already know. Like, that old thing,
one, huh?
But that old one was, that stuff used to get them ice cold.
Hey, ice cold. Ice cold.
Then y'all had me coming from down. I could never get it open. You know what I'm saying?
Mean,
like, I could never get it open. Hey, y'all, I used to be like, hey, Chubb, what y'all got to drink? Hey, man, yeah, we got some popping that pop back there. And I go, I'll be like, y'all used to clown. Yeah.
It was like a little lever in there you had to turn.
Yeah, I know. I never could get it right. I was like, hey, man, y'all come do this for me.
You
must not be.
You have to have special touch for that. You have to have a special touch
yeah.
Something like that.
Because y'all live there. y'all had the real hood house. Y'all did, man. That was a trap for real.
Y'all,
all the ghetto kids coming over there to play some video games. and the worst part about it, well, it wasn't the worst part, but the best part about it, nobody knew y'all lived there.
Yeah, we right in there. Right in there.
Right
chilling.
In the hood.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite person was Theo, man. Theo, cause y'all had the best worst ghetto house, but had the best wardrobe, had the fresh car. Theo,
hey,
Theo,
hey.
What'd you say?
I was like, you know, we had our own little phone line going on in there.
Yeah, and y'all had y'all own phone.
See, I might need to bring that number. I still remember the number to that. What's that? 681-4806. 681-4806.
Yep. That boy Tyson was a real good one. Tyson, boy, he used to charge them girls to call the house. He used to charge people to go pick them up.
So that's the business line right there.
Yeah, man. And then he had my daddy call. Oh, man. Y'all daddy so wrong.
Man, Big P go hard, boy.
He even do it on Facebook.
Yeah, hey.
He be like, from dad.
Hey, yeah. Hey, he might might be a little late to pick you up, but hey, he showed up. Might be 4 in the morning, but hey, he pulls up.
I know we'll be back in school at 7.
Right here, it's 7. I remember seeing you there sitting outside of Sunday school before anybody got there.
Yeah.
Before the buses even got there.
I'm there with the janitors.
They wouldn't let you in the school, man. They had you sitting outside.
Yeah, nah, I had to wait till they opened the gate. You know, at the top of G-Unit, I used to be like, I'm going to go in right here.
Mm-hmm.
You, the janitor had to open that gate, you know, in order for, like, cars to get in and stuff. I used to be like, oh, man. I used to be like, man, my life, man. It's like, and people, like, to this day, people be like, Pete, no much seem to bother you. I'm like,
I ain't got that type of time to let it bother me.
Uh-huh. I know. I don't know, man. It's like, man, I'm here. I'm here. And I'm not walking nowhere, so.
Hey, yeah, perfect attendance.
There it is.
Yeah.
I remember when who was that? Who did Chase bring over to the house that one time?
It was another girl.
I don't know who.
Leanne or something like that.
Was it Leanne?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that who Chase was talking to?
It might have been.
It might have been. Well, I just remember when he showed up there.
Showed up to your Chase place.
And, hey, Troy, take me home.
Hey, showed up to your place.
Somebody showed up and about to grow your house.
What did you say? Nah, this ain't mine. This is Nick's spot.
Yeah, y'all try to blame it on me. I said, nah, this is Nick's house. Hit me.
So it didn't make no
sense. Laying down on them bunk beds. It's almost like everything happens for a reason. Because you remember them bunk beds, man, and one of them bars, a couple of them bars was broke. And
broke?
It was like, no matter what you was doing, like, before. No, boy. We'll go watch the Ninja Turtles in your room. Okay. But, you know, that bed was missing two bars up under there. And it don't matter what you was doing before that. If you sat down in that cubbyhole, you was going to sleep.
You guy, for real. Hey, you going to fall asleep instantly.
Yeah, you're going to be like, man, I didn't even know I was tired.
There's something about them bunk beds, boy.
I know, then Tristan punk Butch out of his bed.
Man, he might have did.
Then Tristan was like, nah, this is my bed.
Yeah.
At the top.
Yeah, you know, he had bully tendencies.
Yeah, Tyson had bullets. Yeah. he threw that domino through that dough.
Oh, no, that's how you know. That's how serious we take those dominoes.
Yeah.
They getting mad. He threw it.
I know. I'd have been like, Trike, I thought you had an arm. It should have went all the way through the dough.
Yeah, he put a hole in it.
Yeah, he just put a hole in. That's still strong.
Mm-hmm. He down there at the power cell case.
What'd you say?
I say he's down there at the power showcase.
Yeah, man. I know. I talked to Lum yesterday. A couple days ago. Nah, he's funny, you know, because he's living with Brenda. You know, I'm living here with Sabrina, so, you know, we were talking about how, because me and Sabrina, we got this new bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got an endorsement with Mattress Firm down here. So, man, we got like an $8,000 bed, king size. Go up and down. You know, it massages you and all of that, right? But, like, the key word was king size. So, no matter where I don't never have no room because she always want to put her back out and her booty up against me and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I'm like,
well,
you got all of that room.
Maybe she's telling you something. She's backing it up. Maybe she's backing it up.
That's when you first get in a relationship.
But now she's really trying to push you out the bed, huh?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I'll be like, the wall is right here, Sabrina. Like, you got all of that bed. And then as soon as you want to fall asleep, then they want to start messing with you. Like me and Tristan, man, I can't stand when Brenda be doing that. But Tristan about to be the new Luther. Tristan about to have three girls.
Hey, I believe it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gonna have
one day.
And they ain't gonna never get married.
Really, I can't see none of us doing that.
I know you. Nah, Butch probably will. Butch will. But you.
By accident on him.
What'd you say?
I said, he not getting married by accident. Don't know what he doing.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right now, boy,
do Butch still got that long hair, or has he got a haircut?
No, he's still throwed out.
Yeah, I knew it. Already. Hey, Kiana said she tuned in. What's up, Kiana? Kiana used
who?
To be my... Back in the day, Keanu Wallace.
Keanu
remember Keanu? Yeah, Keanu Majors.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What's up, Keanu?
Let me see what she. I think she's just listening. She didn't call. She not actually called in.
I
remember her. She used to be my neighbor in Meadowbrook.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Keanu,
what'd you say?
Keanu didn't play around.
Yeah, I know, man. Hey, you want to know? I remember the first time I saw Theo dribbling the basketball in Meadowbrook. And I was coming from the laundry mat. And I was like, is that Theo? And I ran because I didn't want nobody to know I lived out there. And then one time he called me outside.
Hey, you should have been.
What'd you say?
You should have been letting them know. I got my own golf course out here. Meadowbrook had it going on.
I know. I got to say RIP to Glenn, man, because Glenn, he's the pop out of that trash can.
Looking for who knows what.
I remember when Luther, when y'all was driving me off. Because, you know, usually he'll pop out the trash can. How did he know that was us driving by?
Hey, you know, Glenn wasn't no human either.
I know.
Glenn, I'm just walking around here right now.
I know, and don't even know it. He used to call me Super Jock. I used to be in that pool in Meadowbrook training. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, running. And then here come Glenn. He was like, what's up, Super Jock? And then he'll tell me his story. He used to, how he used to play football in Mexico.
Hey, you know he probably was fast.
Oh, I know he was.
He looked like he could stride it out a bit.
I know he was, man. He said he was the coldest running back. And he's the one used to tell me, man. He was like, young Petey, if you don't score 5 touchdowns in a game, you ain't gonna be nothing like me. He used to be like, oh, all right, Glenn. He was like, all right. Like, wait till I get in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He averaged about 300 yards a game. He ran the ball all game.
Oh, you talking about we did?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I know. Game. I'm still tired to this day.
Hey, Kogi know me. I always had that running game.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know who. I wonder who the running back was this year.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know his name. I haven't been keeping track. I say Muskogee, man.
Yeah,
Muskogee is like America's best kept secret. He ain't been to Muskogee, Oklahoma, boy.
I know.
It's the trap for itself.
I don't know, because think about this. Muskogee is probably America's best kept secret because, like, you look at us, and, you know, Braylon about to, he's already opened up for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he's doing it again this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so much potential.
That's the Rolo's Rangers, baby. Shout out to Coach Rolo.
Yeah.
MVP. Hey, what was we saying the other day? Talking about, I think it was Coach Ron, Coach Rolo, Coach Daryl,
Allen and Luka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about they was all in Coach Rolo's front room doing what they do.
They was probably watching that Michael Jordan, video. Yeah, they got the feeling it, you know, they started getting a little motivated.
Yeah, it was like, hey, man, Coach Rolo was probably like, yo, man, you know I'm about to open up this barbecue spot.
Man, he thought about making an elite team.
Yeah, talking about we going to make a team, and we going to be all black.
Couldn't nobody mess with Rolo's.
I know we went all the way to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Everybody talk about us in purple.
Mm-hmm.
We had Baton Rouge
beautiful. You know what I didn't realize too was like when we took those photos, like that was at LSU's like actual baseball field. What the ceremony was there?
Big deal, bro.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think nothing
I
about
know.
It.
No, like, that's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah. I said, that's real crazy. Mm. Okay, I'll tell you one.
It's like,
one
man,
team that did,
it. One, we were 12 years old. Had
one
a,
team
had
that
a World
did
Series.
Have our number. Yeah, you know, one team that did have our number, though.
The man, I can't stand them. I'm like, why, man? Because they had two more people that was better than two people on our team.
Man, say, boy, it seems like we couldn't beat them. So that one year,
and it didn't matter if it was baseball or basketball. It seemed like they beat them in everything.
We couldn't get over that hump.
I know. It wasn't. We beat them with the bandits, though, didn't we?
I don't think so. I think they got us.
They got us that game when you were showing out?
No, we didn't play against them that day.
Remember, Michael Miller was pitching.
Yeah, I think we lost that one.
We lost whenever Sloan and all of them came and saw us play, and you was throwing them curveballs, and we had them black jerseys. They beat us.
We was playing somebody else in there. We was playing a team like from McAllister.
Oh, okay, but they got us when we.
Yeah, they.
Man, that's not even cool. But yeah, they always did, man. It was like, oh, we gotta play the Braves. Did you play with us whenever they was the Braves?
Yeah, when I first turned up, my first year playing.
You came the next. No, oh no.
Yeah.
Cause I know D-Ro played with us. Cause D-Ro hit a home run. It was the year Rizzo hit a home run against them and we won. Was that a state tournament? We won a state whenever we were like 8 or something like that.
That was my first year joining Rolos when I turned 8. So yeah,
them in the championship 2 times in a row. And then Braylon Zaney got in the fight.
Parents was up there fighting.
It was like the white team versus the black team. and then the white team had one good black brother, and that was Jason Drew. And that brother was old.
Mm-hmm. And he could ball out of basketball, too.
Yeah, I know. Basketball was a sport. I don't know what happened.
Daddy.
What's up, man? Ain't you supposed to be watching Ninja Turtles? Yeah, man, that was crazy. I just went to Redbox and got him the new Ninja Turtle DVD.
Oh, the new one?
It ain't nothing like how it is whenever we used to whenever we was in Ninja Turtles, man. We had the real Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, so them boys, all they wanted was that pizza.
Yeah, I know.
They want a pizza and April O'Neil.
they wanted something to eat. And they wanted some sex. That's pretty much what they wanted. And their daddy was a rat.
Yeah, I know. He put the robe on. Taught him some karate.
Oh, yeah, he did put a robe on, didn't he?
Yeah.
Benjamin.
Daddy. Quay, go in there and watch some turtles, boy. I'm about to turn it off now. Yep. And watch it. Everything is like a circle.
Hey, you got him live in the studio, huh?
Yeah, I put him on the air on the beat too this morning.
Really?
I always take him to work with me on Saturdays, and because I have to voice track it for the rest of the day. And his favorite song is The Weeknd. I'm a star boy.
I was gonna say it seems like he's born into stardom. Then he ready.
Yeah, he ready, man. I was like, yo, this is my son's favorite song. Quay, say something. And he goes, this is exactly what he said. Ay, 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 daddy. I was like, oh.
Is he still playing those drums in here?
Yeah, he got the drums right here. Yeah. I can't say it too loud because he goes, yeah, I'm talking about you. Go back in there and watch some turtles. He'll come in there and start playing for you right now. He'll break it down, man.
He's going to be a bad boy, huh?
Yeah, he is. He be talking about what he think he pity be. I'll be like, all right, you don't want to be me. He's just like, it took me 27 years to get to radio station.
Did you tell him it's hard out here for a pimp?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to get this duct tape off my car.
Oh, don't worry. I had to buy a new battery for the Geo.
Hey, I wonder how many batteries that Geo done been through.
Man, I think this is the first one.
Nah, that can't be the first one. That Geo almost as old as Ricky Smiley.
Hey, the Geo, it'd have been through a motor.
Yeah, always needed a new motor. That's one thing I like about all of y'all, man. Y'all know how to hold on to some stuff, boy. I'd be like, man, your case was still clean.
So you never know when you're going to get a new one. So I mean, I better keep this one in the best quality of shape as I can.
Yeah, y'all used to keep them things. Y'all even remember them first Allen Iversons that came out that y'all had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them things was suede. Y'all found some suede cleaner. It was like, yeah, we going to keep these clean.
We got to keep them clean.
Man, y'all funny, man. Luther, what Luther doing?
That same old, same old. He's running that community service out there in McCoy, so he's same old, same old. Just working, being Luther.
Man, look, he ain't got on this all-brown jumpsuit with them brown boots, do he?
Wait till it get a little bit colder. It's starting to get a little
it ain't
cold starting to come in. Yeah, it ain't cold enough yet.
Luther, you want to know what's funny? On my senior day, you know, it was Luther and my daddy that walked me down on senior day.
Right.
In Muskogee. You knew that, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at that game.
Oh, you. Sometimes I think about that, man. Because if you notice, I'll be like, what happened at the house? You know, like, I pretty much lived our whole life. Pretty much.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I. Hey, I remember, I think we was in the third grade or something, and it was like 9 o'clock, and your mama was like, hey, Pete, when your mama going to come pick you up? I was like, I don't know. He was like, do I need to take you to your house? I was like, yeah, but I don't know if she's there. She took me to my house and my mama wasn't there. And I was like, hey, I ain't got nowhere else to go.
Go ahead and shut it down right here.
Yep, that's when y'all still had carpet in the house. Yeah, y'all asked. I remember that carpet, boy.
Hey, we used to sprinkle that that air freshener, the little powder that you
that carpet
on the carpet. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
Hey, you mess around and slip on that carpet.
For real. I still remember slip on the lawnmower.
Yeah, that's.
I remember. I was like, it was dark in there. I couldn't see. And then I heard boom. I was like, was that a lawnmower? I said, how do you slip on a lawnmower in the front room? But y'all in the hood, though. You can't have it outside.
Yeah. Hey, boy, he used to start that thing up in the house sometimes to wake us up. He used to get up. I mean, it'd be weekends. We up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, just 'cause he up. He done woke up everybody.
I gotta give it to him, boy. y'all used to bring out them push up bars.
Yeah.
Luther was training y'all. Luther was like, this is my way out.
Yeah, he's been getting us right.
So he got that bat buddy.
Hey, the bat buddy, hey, it had me hitting some home runs.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't know one thing. He said he knew swing level.
And that's it.
That's it. Swing level.
That's boy Chubb, you was the golden child. You know, Chubby can throw the hardest. Chubby can hit it the farthest. Hey, I still remember when you came on Rolo.
Uh-huh.
I remember because I guess I was that kid that the coaches couldn't catch up with. So they got hold of my mama, and I don't know if they knew we knew each other or not. I think we kind of forgot about each other at that time.
Until that time,
I remember my mama, I remember I was riding bikes with Coco and all of them. Right. And I ended up, I was like, I remember, like, hey, y'all, I got to go home real quick. I got to do something. So I went home, and my mama was like, you know the Rolos came by here looking for you. I was like, oh, well, what they want? She, this is what my mama said. She said, they said they got a new player. I was like, oh, he better than me or something? They said, you the best catcher? He's the best hitter. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, okay. I was like, well, forget them then. I went back to go play yeah. Chubb, and that's when Coach Allen ran up on me on the street.
Yeah.
And then that's when he picked me up to go to practice, and then that's when they was throwing you BP. And you was cranking them bad boys out there. I was like, man, I know this dude.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Hey, I could just imagine what that conversation was like when we ran into each other at their practice. It was like, hey, man.
Yeah, I know you from somewhere. I know you from somewhere. Yeah. So he lived right down the street.
No. Hey, you lived in one hood, I lived in another.
Down there off of Junction. Well, they don't know nothing about Junction.
They don't know nothing about New Jack. That's the real New Jack, man.
Charlie Stowe,
yeah. They don't know nothing about. Man, didn't my bike get stolen from there? Or was that Tryson's bike?
Yeah, I know Tryson did right there as soon as we walked into Stowe.
I knew that dude was going to take it.
Yeah, Tryson, he said, how shit something told me that he was going to take my bike. Hey, and he was gone, too, because we came out looking for him, but he was gone.
Mm-hmm. He was. Oh, New Jack, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always wonder about some kids, like, wanted to hang down there or, like, be mm-hmm. a part of it. I was like, man, that's where I was born, bro. It's like I
right.
spent, like, I remember the real New Jack. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like,
you know,
we stayed in
like
every house over there.
Right, because you remember across the street, there used to be like a little club or a pool hall or something right there.
And then that barbershop right there.
Yeah, the barbershop open again.
Oh, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder who run it.
I don't know. Let me see.
Ain't no telling, man. but yeah, man, I couldn't even. It was like, man, the hood. Huh? When she gets off work, okay. Go watch the movie, boy. It's like, I couldn't imagine if Lil Craig was in the hood. Boy, he wouldn't know what to do.
I said, mind your own and keep it moving.
Yeah, you ain't trying to hang out with none of them. Man, good thing though for sports though, man, because sports, it kept us, I don't know about you, but I didn't even think about,
yeah,
you know
either.
What I'm saying, doing other stuff. To me, was going over your house. If we weren't playing video games, then we going to that little field over there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before they built that basketball court and stuff over there, man, we made our own court. It was football during football season, basketball during basketball season, but we put the gold up on y'all porch, and it was baseball during baseball season.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga,
we
didn't have any
hoops.
Hey, we didn't have no balls. We gonna hit some rocks.
Hey, we doing something, so.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I know, man. That's some crazy stuff, man. But
yeah.
Everything happens for a reason, man.
Yeah, for real.
What you got up for the rest of the day, man?
fall asleep, nothing, man. I'm getting ready to go get a lesson in.
Yeah, how many lessons you got today?
I just got one today. One of those, man, I probably, I don't know. Well, you know me, I'll probably hit the casino up or something later on.
Don't say probably.
Yeah, hey, bro. Oh, I'm going. So they owe me some money there.
I know, right? Oh, man.
It's payday today.
Hey,
don't do it, Pete.
Hey, you know what I told you when I talked to you around 9 o'clock? You know, I was in there. I was at the store buying some chicken.
You didn't get no scratch off like in there, did you?
Hey, I bought two whole chickens.
Two of them. Are you getting ready for the holiday?
Yeah, hey, I got to get my recipe ready for the holiday. It's like I'm probably going to barbecue one of them and throw the other one in the oven.
Right.
Yeah, so I can get ready for Thursday. I was going to buy some ribs.
I've
been cooking ribs every Saturday probably for about 3 months. Stop, boy.
They good to go now?
Yeah, they good now. Yeah, I got my recipe book down, man. I've been writing down my recipes. Yeah. I think they say Dominique Nero, if you remember Stacy Nero, she was in the class of 04. That's a big bro who Johnson's Barbershop back in the day.
Hey.
Yeah, so I guess that's who run it, that barbershop in New Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quay, why are you all up on me, man? Say what's up to your Uncle Chubb.
Hi.
What's going on, Quay?
I'm
going
to head into it.
Quay, can't nobody understand you, man. Hi, yeah, man, we got about 4 minutes, man.
Okay.
Who you going with? who gonna win that Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl? Man, I don't know. I still like Seattle, and I like ain't no telling New England still strong.
See, you ain't going with Dallas, huh?
Man, hey, man, I done jump with whoever's winning now. I used to have them teams. When you have your team,
you
they get all that work.
That's how you always been.
Yeah, hey, I'm sure. See, man, that stuff hurt whenever your team lose.
No, man. I remember when you and Tristan used to get into it on prom time.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I remember. I think you. Hold on. Were you about to beat Tristan and Tristan turned the game off?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, is that true? I know one of y'all was about to lose. Stop, boy. One of y'all is about to lose, and then y'all turn the game off.
I know. See, that's what's wrong with us. Any type of competition, we take it so serious.
I know. Y'all the reason why I don't even play video games.
Yeah, I tell you, my game, you know, is one game I will keep playing, though, is that Mortal Kombat. I don't play too many video games today, but, like, that's one I will get back on the sticks with.
Hey, watch out, love. Watch out. Hey, watch out, Keyshawn. Let me show this dude up real quick.
Hey, for real. Mm-hmm. So turn that game on. It's about to get real.
Yeah, I know. That's why I won't play no games. Y'all be talking noise, too. I'll be like, nah. They be like, Pete, you want to play? Nah, man, I'm good.
Hey, are you ready to fight?
I know. I'd be like, you sorry. That boy moves
up.
Right, where you at, man? We need to have Trike calling in. That boy Trike. Drake in his class, I think Drake is some of the reason why some of the people would say forget baseball. Because they get out there and Drake them be clowning everybody.
Hey, for real. Everybody. You ain't got a choice but to be good. Or you gonna get talked to.
Yeah, I know, you got to. Remember, they used to be on me so much for not taking care of that Ryan Franklin glove.
Right.
I used to be like, man, this is like, I don't know how to take care of this, and I don't know how to catch with it. I've been a catcher my whole life. I put some shaving cream on it. It's like, what am I putting shaving cream on the glove for? It's like, I like my gloves to close all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to look pretty.
He's just trying to make the play.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make the play. Man, I should have stayed a kid. Uh-oh, they hit us with that 90-second mark.
Oh, it's up to shut down. It's like, man, you got to keep me up again on this.
Yeah, man, you know what, man? Well, next Saturday is the first Saturday after Thanksgiving.
I didn't know you just got on and just, you really just get on there and just chop it up, huh?
Yeah, man.
Well, call in and say, hey, what's up, what you doing? Nothing. I'm getting ready to go to the field. Say, so
hey, I took that leap of faith, Chubb.
Hey, hey, well, 70% of the class is just showing up.
There it is.
He just said
the rest of the 30% is for the people who are listening. Either they like it or they don't. But we can say we did it.
Yeah, he's been a long day. You don't do night sessions or anything?
Oh, no, man. Don't do.
Yeah, you might need to throw in a little night session or something.
Talking about live and unedited, huh?
Hey, yeah. It's really going to be real then. Yeah.
I know, man. That ain't for kids. It's going to be whenever I put Quay to bed. But, hey, man, what y'all just tune in, man? Y'all just tune in to that's Conversations with Chubb. Chubb is my best friend, man. We've been knowing each other since preschool. And that's, like, I think we was, 4 years old or something like that. And now we're 30. So, yeah, man, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in for Conversations with Chubb. You guys have a great day.
All right. Appreciate you having me, Pete.
Hey, Chubb, y'all, I'm going to call you from my cell phone.
All right.